The stripes represent the original colonies. It's 13. And 50 states, 50 stars represent the states. Yeah.
On this Monday morning, Lul Johannes and his classmates are working their way through the first chapters of their citizenship textbook.
What do we show loyalty to when we say the Pledge of Allegiance?
The United States of the Flag.
Very good. Okay, excellent.
Now I'm learning American history. I'm studying English and writing and reading.
More than a decade ago, Johannes fled war and instability in Eritrea. He spent years in a refugee camp in Ethiopia before being resettled in Utah with his young family. Things were nice there, but with a minimum wage job, he just couldn't get ahead. On the advice of a friend, the family came to Harrisonburg 3 years ago, where Johannes and his wife found better work in the poultry industry.
Now, completely, I make everything myself. I pay electric, I pay rent house, I pay my insurance. My life's very nice now, so I love Harrisonburg.
He loves it so much that he wants to stay forever, which is why he's in citizenship class. Mary Helen Purcell is one of its two volunteer teachers.
Their enthusiasm and their excitement about learning is what really keeps us going. We've had occasion where somebody had gone up to take the test, and they would call us on the way back. I passed. Yeah. They're so excited. I had one guy run me down in a bank parking lot. Miss Mary, I passed. Yeah.
She's referring to the 10-question civics and history test that applicants for U.S. citizenship have to pass. In the last 2 years, more than 300 people have prepared for it through classes offered by Skyline Literacy, a local nonprofit. Elizabeth Gervin is its executive director.
It seems like every day of the week somebody either comes through our door or they call on the phone and asks us if they can register for a citizenship class. I have such great respect for them, just thinking about what it would be like for me to be in a country not knowing the language, not having any of the background or the schooling, and to have to study about that country's history and government and geography and really prepare for a pretty comprehensive test.
The 10 questions on the test are selected at random from a list of 100, all of which a candidate has to study. Some are pretty easy, like, what is the name of the President of the United States now? But some would probably stump most Americans. Name one of the three authors of the Federalist Papers. Here's a hint. A big university in Harrisonburg is named for one. Or, how many amendments does the Constitution have? Anybody? That would be 27. Johannes is getting comfortable with the material, and he passes a radio pop quiz. Who was the first president?
George Washington.
Bingo. He's also getting very comfortable here in his new home.
Everybody's happy. My wife's working. I'm working. My son, he's going to school, grade 5 now. My daughter's born here in Harrisonburg 2 years ago.
By teaching citizenship classes for people like Johannes, Purcell says she's also gained a lot.
No matter your culture, no matter your country, no matter how you were raised, no matter the circumstances, basically everybody's the same. They care about their family, they care about freedom, and they care about, you know, having a good life, a better life, and they're all striving for that. And they're a source of great inspiration to me, all of them. I love them all.
For WMRA News, I'm Andrew Jenner.